are made by children and some by huge teams of workers.
It must be really beautiful with all those lanterns.
It is. And there's always one special lantern based on the Chinese zodiac animal of the year, such as the dragon, rabbit, or tiger. The theme lantern is usually about 13 or 14 meters tall and is lit up with special lights. It's on a base that turns while music plays and the lights change color. It's really a fantastic sight.
That sounds spectacular.
It really is. And usually there are performances to watch. Lion and dragon dances, folk dances, and singing. Generally speaking, thousands of people come to watch the festival.
3. We have a doll festival in Japan every year. It's called Hinamatsuri. It's on March 3rd.
Oh, what's it all about? I've never heard of it.
It's a celebration for girls. Families pray for the happiness and success of their girls to make sure they grow up healthy and beautiful.
Well, that's a great idea. I wish we had something like that here.
The celebration usually takes place both inside people's homes and at the beach. On a girl's first doll festival celebration, her grandparents usually buy her a special display for dolls and arrange it with lots of dolls and small furniture. As a rule, families take out this display of dolls around mid-February and put it away after the doll festival is finished.
That sounds interesting. I've never heard of a custom like that.
The main event of the festival is when lots of dolls are loaded into small boats at a shrine. Then they are carried down to the beach, blessed and sent out to sea. The idea is that any evil spirits that were in the girls will sail away with the dolls, making the girls safe.
That's really beautiful.
Unit 7. Special Days. Lesson 2. What's your favorite celebration? 2. Listen and understand. 1.
One of the most important holidays in Korea is the Harvest Moon Festival, which we call Chuseok.
Chuseok?
That's right. It's on the 15th of August in the lunar calendar. It's like a Korean Thanksgiving Day.
I see. Just like we have.
Yeah, kind of. It's a really popular festival for country people as well as city people. Family members usually come from all over the country, and we visit the graves of our ancestors to thank them for everything they did for us.
Oh, that's different from our Thanksgiving.
Most people visit their family graves and bow to show respect and make an offering of food to honor the ancestors. As a rule, people wear traditional clothes called hanbok during the holiday.
That's interesting. And do you have special food or anything?
Yes. The majority of people usually eat special food, songpyeon, rice cakes stuffed with sesame, chestnuts, and dates. Everyone loves Chuseok. We have a lot of fun with our relatives, and there are lots of parties with traditional dancing.
It sounds fun and delicious, too.
2.
In my hometown, Taipei, we have a festival every year called Shangyuan, or Lantern Festival.
A lantern festival? That sounds nice.
It's really fun. It's held on the first full moon of the year and lasts for several days.
Several days? Wow.
Yeah. It's held downtown on the grounds of one of our most famous buildings, the Chiang Kai-shek Memorial Hall. There are thousands of lanterns on display, some big and some small, in all shapes and colors.